KLW.
And now, the big one. 700 WLW proudly presents, for your listening pleasure, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Yep, that's us. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And you know, New Year's Eve is a festive occasion from sea to shining sea. And all over the world, people celebrate New Year's in different ways. In Miami, they drop an orange. And in Atlanta, they drop a peach. In Cleveland, they raise something called a bicentennial ball that's probably made out of pretzels and cheese. And of course, in New York City on Times Square, they drop the big, giant Dick Clark thing. But in Port Clinton, they're doing something a little unusual this year. And on the line, we have Mayor Tom Brown, the mayor of Port Clinton. Hello, Mayor Tom Brown.
Good evening and Happy New Year.
How you doing tonight?
I'll tell you, it's Madison Street Square, Midnight Madison here with Walleye Madness. It's really great.
Walleye Madness.
A great time.
Now, I understand you guys got a fish.
Yes, I'm looking at it right now. It's right here in the center of Port Clinton on Madison Street.
Well, you know, I've read all the literature. I could tell them all about it. But how about you? Introduce us to Wally the Walleye or Wiley the Walleye. Captain Wiley. Tell us about Captain Wiley the Walleye.
Okay, I'm standing right beside it. It is 17 and a half feet long. It's 127 pounds in weight. And it's 5 feet from the belly to the fin. And he's raised here partway up on a 50-foot crane, and we're getting ready to lure him down here in this wave of water at midnight. And we've crowds building here in Port Clinton like I've never seen before.
And where is Port Clinton?
Well, we're right between Sandusky, Ohio, and Toledo, Ohio, and we're the walleye capital of the world. And we're really proud of that because 2.6 million walleye were caught here in 1996. And we consider this yellow gold.
That's why your fish is a walleye and not like a perch or an eel or something else.
Right, exactly. And it's Captain Wiley Walleye. He's been dubbed that. He was brought into town by a fish escort. And Andrew Cathell out of Berea, Ohio, contemporary artist, constructed him. And he's got two big eyes that light up. And the people here are just standing. They can't believe this. You know, Atlanta's got the peach. And New York got the ball, but I'll tell you what, there's no place in the world that's got a walleye like ours that's going to be dropped here just in a little while.
Are you going to do this every year? Is this the start of a new tradition?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, we got the Wall Arena dancers out here that's going to do the new dance craze. It's a little takeoff of the Macarena.
But what, instead you do like a fishing motion, like you're swimming?
Absolutely. It's got the fins and the motion, and the people, we're going to teach them tonight right here on stage how to do it.
Oh, boy. Don't you have a walleye princess and a walleye queen?
Yes, we got Carlene Brown is the walleye queen, and Kimberly Norton is the walleye princess.
Well, is Kimberly standing near you?
No, she's out in the crowd here entertaining people.
Now, do you like walleye? Do you eat walleye? Do you actually like it?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm standing here at the Island House, and they've got the walleye taco special tonight that they're serving inside.
Can you eat fish out of Lake Erie now?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you eat fish out of a nacho?
Yeah, it's a pita bread, and it's got the walleye in the middle of it. It's a special version of it for
tonight. Do you like use tartar sauce instead of sour cream?
Yes, I like tartar sauce.
Do you have walleye sushi?
Never ate that before.
Oh, that would be good, maybe with a little bit of the ginger in between each bite. Oh,
hey, that sounds pretty good.
That would be out of sight. I don't know what to say. This is crazy. This is wacky. You guys have come up with something that's uniquely different.
It is absolutely different.
You guys are really starved for fun up there.
Right. You know, I tell you what, we've got a guy here on the stage that's got a fishing pole with two dice on it, and he's casting out into the crowd. And we've got Gold 101 up here, and they've got all kind of contests going. I'll tell you what, the barricades are up, and people are just going crazy here. It is wild in Port Clinton, Ohio at Walleye.
Is there public intoxication?
No, this is clear. Tonight's just hot chocolate and bagels. This is a non-alcoholic event.
So are people coming from all over the Midwest on the shores of Lake Erie to hang out at Port Clinton and watch a fish drop?
Absolutely. It's kind of strange, isn't it? But I'll tell you what, people are having fun, and that's what it's all about. We've got a lot of our residents in town have come down here, kids in pajamas. I'll tell you what, they're coming out of the restaurants and the bars and the gas stations and everything over here.
Listen, Mayor Tom Brown, we have a rare treat for you tonight. In case you just tuned in, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we're talking to the mayor of Port Clinton, Ohio, Mayor Tom Brown, where they're dropping the giant walleye. But we have a real live gourmet chef in here, Mike from the Lazy Gourmet, and he's going to tell us a little bit about how to prepare your walleye once you've skinned and gutted it?
We can do it several different ways. You can blacken it. Ooh, you can beer batter it.
Oh,
and that's pretty.
Puppies?
Oh, yeah. Oh. And you could just saute it with a little lemon white wine. Or you could, I guess, eat it raw like sushi if you like. I first caught my first walleye in Port Clinton.
If you were to blacken a walleye, how would you go about preparing some of the spices that go with it?
Well,
what would be good?
You just a, you need a cast iron skillet, red hot, a little bit of butter, and Paul Perdue's Cajun spices, and that's all you need.
So you don't even, you don't add no chili powder to it or cumin or nothing like that?
Paul Perdue takes care of it for you.
Well, there you go.
Sounds good to me.
And why is the walleye called a walleye?
Because his eyes look like the wall. They're really cloudy, and it's, I'll tell you what, they're just a strange-looking fish, but I'll tell you what, they're the best fish to catch up here, and people just love it.
Hey, you know what we call walleye?
No.
Yellow gold.
Absolutely. That is what it is.
And do you like perch?
I love perch.
You guys catch a lot of perch up there, too. How come every time I come to Port Clinton, I'm like, oh, I'd love to get some perch because it's real expensive everywhere else you go. And you go to Port Clinton thinking they catch the walleye there and the market value would be a little cheaper because you don't have to transport it. But it's even more expensive in there at the Island House in Port Clinton than it is even when you buy it in Cincinnati. What's up with that?
Well, it is a tourist community and, and walleye economics does take place.
And what's up with the golf carts on the island up there? Don't you guys got some kind of deal going with the golf carts on your island up there?
Yes, we do. Yes, and that's over at Put-in Bay, where you take the Jet Express right out of Port Clinton and go over there to the islands, and the golf carts are there. And I'll tell you what, this is Vacation Land USA, North Coast, Port Clinton, Ohio.
Is Pat Daly there?
Well, he's not here tonight.
You know, I'm a big Pat Daly fan.
We love him here in this area. In
all
fact,
right.
He's appeared in this cafe I'm standing right across from.
Well, Mayor Tom Brown, we thank you for calling the Chris and Rob Show on 700 WLW. We wish you a happy new year and bon appetit with that walleye.
Same here. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, and send our love to Pat Daly.
I sure will.
Okay.
Thanks.
You know, at first I thought they were going to drop a real fish. You kept saying, they're going to drop a walleye.
They're going to drop a fish.
I thought it was going to be a real, I didn't know it was going to be a huge paper mache fish with the light up eyes.
Yeah, what's wrong? That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
You know, if you've ever been up there to Vacation Land, if you've ever been to Vacation Land in Put-in Bay, they got this guy named Pat Daly. Now, this guy looks like Chris Christopherson, and he sounds like Jimmy Buffett. And the people go up there, and they get loaded. It's bigger than Riverbend, man. It's huge. That's a Chris and Rob New Year's Rockin' Eve. What do you want to talk about next, Rob?
Anything you want to, man. It's New Year's Eve. We got people out partying. We got CIA running around. The phone lines have exploded.
Well, speaking of exploding phone lines, I think we have Yancey Pants live on the hotline. Hello, Yancey, you're on.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, Yancey, are you drunk yet?
Well, no, but I've had a really strange night.
Tell us about it, Yancey Deering.
I was thrown in the back of a car, and I was told that I was going to go to some place called Vacation Land USA.
That would be Port Clinton.
Well, I was told I was going to be with the president, so I thought I was going to South Carolina, but the ride did seem to be a bit short for that.
Uh-huh.
And then I got in a golf cart, and somebody put a special helmet on my head. And then they beat me up.
You're surrounded by yellow gold walleye.
Well, no, there is a rather large fish around, but there was some dude, I think his last name was Brown.
Yeah.
Picked up my girlfriend and took her from me.
Wow.
Oh, man, that stinks.
And then there was some other dude, Daly, I think was his name. The Brown guy called him Daly, and they took my girlfriend away from me.
Aw.
So I'm like in the middle of nowhere. I'm surrounded by water. All I can see is this big damn fish with lights all over it. My girlfriend's left me for two guys named Daly and Brown, and I have no idea where I'm at, where I should be, or really what's going on.
Well, we have somebody else here on hold that knows exactly what's going on, and I believe he wants to say a Happy New Year to you, and that would be Wacky Joe.
Wacky Joe, yeah.
Hey, Wacky, you want to say Happy New Year to Yancey Deering?
Yeah, Happy New Year, Yancey.
Hey, Wacky, I'm in some place called O'Donnelly's, and they asked about you.
Oh, yeah, well...
What did they ask, Yancey?
What's that?
What were they asking about?
Well, they were asking if Wacky Joe still liked to drink the Kessler.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Wacky Joe, is that what you're drinking for New Year's Eve?
Well, honestly, I'm out of it tonight. I don't have any tonight.
Are you sober?
I'm sober.
No.
You don't
Wait,
you?
That kind of sucks, doesn't it, Wacky Joe?
You have a program on another station, right?
Yeah, Yancey's on another station.
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, I listen to Yancey every Sunday.
W-Y-A-N-C-Y. W Yancey, they call it.
Oh, yeah.
All Yancey all the time. Listen, Wacky Joe, doesn't it suck? I mean, you're drunk every other day of the year, and then the one day you're supposed to get loaded, you're out of booze. What are you going to do?
The problem with that is, Chris.
What?
He doesn't want to get caught out on the streets like all the amateurs out here tonight.
Yeah, the New Year's people are out in force tonight. At least they were a few minutes ago. Yeah, Yancey is practically my favorite air personality.
Well, Joe, that's because you and I are so much on the same level.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you this. Have you seen many streetwalkers out in front of the Denison tonight?
Well, I couldn't spot one if they were. I can't. I don't know how to detect them.
That explains a lot.
Well, everybody says they see, when they're in the Over the Rhine, they see people selling drugs. I never see anybody pushing drugs. I pass through there.
Well, Joe, if you looked like you had a few more dollars, they would come and approach you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go, Joe. The secret to picking up hookers is to
I hope you well. Have a very happy New Year, Yancey.
Well, Joe, now that I've talked to you, I feel much better. I've lost my girlfriend. I've had two elected officials steal her from me. And all I can see is a damn fish and a heck of a lot of water.
You're drinking a heck of a lot of water?
Well, he's drinking a heck of a lot of something, Joe. A heck of a lot of something. Okay, I'm going to cut both you guys loose. You both are crazy knuckleheads and maniacs, and I love both of you.
Hey, Chris.
What?
Happy New Year. And you know what?
What?
I miss you already.
Well, Happy New Year to you, big guy.
And just because the New World Order is, going to give you, a copy of the home game, don't let that bother you. You have a great career ahead of you.
Well, you too.
Alrighty.
Hey, and thanks for that Christmas present, Yancey. Those white chocolate-covered pretzels were delicious.
Wait, you got the white chocolate-covered pretzels?
Well, yeah, was Mike
supposed
to get those?
You were supposed to get the white chocolate-covered panties.
Oh, okay. Either way, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. Wacky day here at the Chris and Rob show.
That's an all-time great Wacky Joe and Yancey.
Well, you can hear that every Sunday. Every Saturday and Sunday, right here on The Big One. Make a note of it. Sometime in the afternoon, Yancey's on and Wacky will call. Speaking of Wacky, let's talk crazy. Crazy Louie, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? I was just going to let you know I live in the same building as Wacky Joe. And he's pretty wacky.
What? Is he?
How did he ever get the name Wacky Joe anyway?
Well, see, it has nothing to do with being crazy or goofy. It has a lot to do with self-manipulation, if you know what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're saying. You don't need to digress.
That's funny.
Okay. I just want to say I listen to you guys all year long, and everything's really kicking over here on Northside tonight.
What are you on tonight, Louie?
What am I on?
Yeah, Percodan or something, or what?
Mescaline.
Okay.
Horse drugs.
Right, I know what that stuff is. It'll knock your eyes right out of their sockets. Thanks a lot, Crazy Louie. Let's check in one more time here with our local comedians, the Carnivores in Action, on the hotline. Hey, Mark, where you at tonight?
Oh, right now, this is Kelly.
Oh, hi, Kelly. How's it going, baby?
Good. How you doing, baby?
I'm all right, baby.
All right, baby. All right, we're down at Teller's, and I have to say that there are many, many beautiful men here, and they should all head to Schaefer's because that's where the beautiful women are.
Really?
But right now, we do have one lovely lady here. Her name is Barb, and it's her birthday, and she'd like to say hi.
Well, put her on.
All right, here she is. Barb? Hi.
Hi, Barb. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Barb. How's Teller's tonight?
Teller's is wonderful.
Do you consider yourself a yuppie?
No, I'd rarely come here.
What do you consider yourself then?
A not-so-young urban professional.
So you're not impoverished, are you?
What?
What kind of car do you drive?
Oh, you're going to call me a yuppie if I tell you what kind of car I drive.
A BMW, right?
No, a Honda Accord.
Oh, Honda Accord's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
No BMWs, though.
Four-valve or eight-valve?
Huh?
Four. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, why'd you think that?
What'd you get for your birthday?
What did I get?
Yeah.
So far, I got a cookbook and a CD.
A CD of what?
The new Counting Crows.
Oh, boy, that's going to rock you. And what are you going to make out of that cookbook first? Cheesecake or something?
I just made a cheesecake today.
Oh, what kind?
orange poppy seed with a raspberry sauce.
You know what else is really good with the orange poppy seed and the raspberry sauce would be a little Grand Marnier in there with that.
Oh, that'd
yeah,
be good
delicious.
Idea.
You make cheesecake? We got a gourmet chef here that might want to give you some tips on your holiday cheesecake, and that would be Mike from the Lazy Gourmet. Say hello to Mike, Barb.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Barb. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Great.
Great. I can't hear.
So how did your cheesecake come out today?
It's beautiful. I haven't tasted it. It's for tomorrow.
Is that a tradition, eat cheesecake every New Year's Day?
No, not really. But my sister-in-law is having me over for dinner, so I figured I could make this.
Yeah, you better bring something.
That's right.
Do you get the shaft having your birthday so close to Christmas?
What? So I get the shaft? Yeah, my brother the CD he gave me was wrapped in Christmas paper.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. They could at least rewrap it, you
yeah.
know?
It's still nice, though.
All it's right. nice to get gifts. It's nice to have friends.
Put us back on with our comedian friend, and then we'll let you go, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. That was Barb.
Hey,
it's her birthday today. Yes.
Chris?
Yeah, who's this?
Can you hold on a second?
I guess so.
We're here right now. We're going to go to one more table before we stop, because these people are really insane. And they're waiting for oh, my God, they're waiting for us. Right here. Okay. Now, we want you to know what... Right here, right over here.
On the air, live.
Hello!
How's it going? Happy New Year!
Woo-hoo. Part A. Woo-hoo. Part A. Hey, who is this?
Bunch of crazy drunk people, I think.
That's what New Year's like here at Teller's, Chris.
Oh, boy, it sounds very festive.
It's really festive. There's people everywhere.
Where are you guys going next?
Well, I'm not sure. I think we're going to, we're going to step outside here and try to regroup, and somebody else wants to say something to you. Do you want to say something to him? At this insane table here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, hold on a second. Here you go.
I was going to talk to more and say wacky than...
This is what you call seat of your pants radio, isn't it?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Huh?
Who's this?
What?
You know, drunk people on the radio is good broadcasting, you know that? When I went to broadcasting school, the first thing they said was, get as many drunk people on the air as you can. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we're right here on The Big One, 700-WLW, the phone number 749-7000, or 1-800-THE-BIG-ONE. Give us a call.
1996.
Looked like he was waving at the second base umpire, and he looked all...
John McSherry has just collapsed.
Folks, we can build that bridge to the 21st century.
What we really need is a bridge to the truth.
Dr. Sartorius gave you some instructions.
Yes.
And his instructions were that if he were found dead, you were to call the police and say Della did it?
Yes.
What are you doing down here just scamming on Maine when you got a four-year-old kid?
And you heard it all right here on The Big One, 700-WLW.
In Puerto Rico, you want the game? Get it right here. On the home of the UC Bearcats, Sports Radio 700-WLW.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Totally good. We've come right through to the other side.
Hey, 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 and we are on the other side right here. The fourth dimension. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Let's give them a little Chris and Rob mini biography. What do you say? I was born in Cincinnati and Rob was born in Hamilton, but we met each other in our heady undergraduate days at a little place called Howard's Club H, or H stands for hell. It's the most hellacious place to drink in the world. They got cheap pitchers of beer. They used to have an air hockey table, which I think they got rid of. They got pool tables, and they got the Mike Caton Blues Band, which maybe you've never heard of the Mike Caton Blues Band, but they rock. And calling from Howard's Club H in Bowling Green, Ohio, we have Glenn. Hello, Glenn.
Good evening. Good evening, Chris.
Is Howard's Club H a rockin' on this New Year's Eve?
Frankly, Howard's Club H has changed its personality to a small swank cafe with cigars and wine, Chris.
I know you're lying to us.
After your time, there was no replacing the hard-rocking days of Howard's Club H. It is now Cafe H, Chris. Cafe H.
Cafe H. I know they still got Little Kings by the pitcher.
You got me blood-handed there, buddy.
Well, listen, it's been a decade
since... I'd like to say something first, Chris.
What's that?
Hello, Cincinnati!
Well, hello back to you.
Thank you.
Where is Bowling Green, Ohio, anyway?
Far north. Let me put it to you this way. When Santa makes his deliveries, he starts his supply route right here.
And who's tending the bar at Howard's tonight? I might know him.
Well, let's have a little look. Let's have a little look around the room. At the moment, people are entering near me. And I have several young female women who are minding the tab, and they indeed do not appear familiar to me, Chris, but you may know them as you are the ladies' man of this fine bird. We missed you here.
Probably old friends.
Excuse me.
Rob, do you have any good Howard stories to lay on us?
No, not really.
Charles Van Zandt is here with a little news. Give us some news, Charles.
All right. Good evening, Chris. Good evening, Rob.
Hold on. Turn his mic on there, Kerry. Charles needs to have his mic on. Okay, go.
Okay, very good. Well, one winter storm on top of another, and now the Pacific Northwest is getting ready for high winds, more flooding, and possible mudslides.
Wow.
A gust of 179 miles per hour reported in the Oregon Cascades. 18 homes evacuated in a Seattle neighborhood tonight. 81 hostages greet the new year at the Japanese ambassador's home in Lima, Peru. Two more diplomats freed today, says one of the newly freed hostages. We're walking a difficult road, but we are walking.
Good.
Dallas Cowboys receiver Michael Irvin says it did not happen. He's responding to a woman's charges that he held a gun to her head while teammate Eric Williams and another man raped her. Police are looking at evidence from Williams' home.
Do you think it was a setup?
Oh, who can tell? These football players are all overpaid.
You never know anymore.
Guilty as sin,
I
tell
you.
Guilty as sin.
Why do you think that, Glenn?
I just the look in his face. The look in his face. Anybody who comes out of the cop shop that fast with that kind of story, they've been primed by their lawyer. And I'd like to say something on behalf of those of us who are not Bengals fans, or those of you who are Bengals fans, have a Coslet New Year.
Right on. Continue with the news, Charles.
One more quick story here. Big Ben has already chimed in the new year in London. There was some concern that cold temperatures might affect the bells.
They're guilty as sin, those Brits. Guilty as sin. Look at their faces.
New York's Times Square is packed with revelers who await the dropping of the lighted ball.
Angels, the finest people on earth, live in New York City.
That's right.
Now the Doppler 12 forecast for meteorologist Mike Burrish. Tonight, cloudy with some fog, a low of 38. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, more fog, a high of 47. Wednesday night, cloudy, scattered showers, a low of 45, but temperatures will start to rise. Partly to mostly cloudy on Thursday, a high near 60. It's 41 in northern Kentucky and 40 at News Radio 700 WLW.
And a blazing 4,000 degrees here in Club Hell.
It's always hot at Howard's Club H.
Always hot.
What does the H stand for, really?
I believe cleverly enough, Howard's Club H stands, the H stands for Howard.
I think it does, too.
I think it stands for Hal.
It's Howard's Club.
I think that was
Howard.
I think they stayed up all night thinking about that one.
Mm-hmm. Charles, have you ever been to Howard's Club Hell?
Been through Bowling Green, but never in it.
You didn't. Next time you go through Bowling Green,
he's
make
lying.
Sure
he's
you stop at
Howard's.
Sin.
Look at his face. Look at his face.
Yeah, you're right. He's got them lion eyes, like Glenn Fry.
I was on my way to Toledo at the time when I went
Toledo.
Through Bowling Green.
Oh,
that's too bad.
Day.
All right, well, you got in 25 minutes, you got the New Year back in the newsroom. What are you going to do to celebrate besides hitting that news sounder?
I don't know. Might pull out a recorded rendition of Auld Lang Syne. I don't know. Maybe we'll join Dick Clark
Has NORAD spotted Santa yet?
Oh, that was a week ago, brother.
That's last week's news.
My mistake. I'm sorry.
I do think the NORAD has spotted the baby New Year, though, so stay tuned for that. All right. Thanks, Glenn.
My pleasure.
Happy New Year to you.
I'd like to say one more time, hello, Cincinnati.
Hello, Glenn. Bye.
You
guys nuts.
You asked me earlier.
Yeah.
Who was going to survive 1997?
Yeah. A little while back, last time you were in here at 10:30, I said Charles Van Zandt, Bob Hope, Jimmy Stewart, or Courtney Love. Which one is most likely to make it to 1998? I know who I'm picking, but first, who are you picking?
I say Jimmy Stewart is a good shot to make it.
Rob?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I'm picking Jimmy Stewart, too, because Courtney Love is going to go any day now.
Oh, any
Did you hear
day.
About her contract with the movie?
No.
When she was making that movie about Larry Flint there, she plays Larry Flint's girlfriend or something, I guess she's still really hooked on drugs. And they made her agree in the contract to take a urine test every day at the shoot. And she tried to fight it at first, but then eventually gave in because they were, you know, those movie companies will pay you enough money that, you know, you'll pee in a bottle.
Sure, I'd pee in a bottle for them for that kind of dough.
Really? What roles could you take on?
Anyone they'd want.
Ben-Hur, maybe?
Possibly, sure. Hercules?
Moses? Could you be Moses?
I've already like got Charles the beard. I'm halfway there.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Charles. We're
going to
be gone in an hour, so I can't ask you any more brain teasers.
Okay. But Happy New Year, guys.
We'll see you in 24 minutes for the big midnight news countdown, and we'll be popping open a you know, a frosty root beer or something here, all right?
That sounds delicious.
All right, thanks, Charles.
See you.
That's Charles Van Zandt with the news. If you need news, first, Fast and Furious. Mop Hits, are you listening? Charles is the man for you. Give him a call back
Happy
in the newsroom.
Happy New Year, Ma.
Happy New Year to you. I'll see you in a bit. We got Turfway coming up, so if you're waiting for your race results, keep sitting on the edge of your seat there. Jim and Clifton, what's on your mind?
Hey there, guys. How was your New Year there, guys?
Fine. How was your New Year?
Not bad. This is Jim Jartman, Cincinnati, Ohio. Love your show. Been listening to it ever since it was on that other station back, you know, the Chuck and Rob show. I don't remember, but
right.
Love your show.
Back in the 50s?
Back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Great. It's good to have you on board tonight.
Thank you.
How are you celebrating the New Year, Jim Jartman?
Well, I wanted to share a little bit of my holiday tradition there, Guy. You know, my father started this tradition back in the 50s when you were on that other radio station there with that guy named Rob or something like that.
Back when Rosemary Clooney was on the show, yeah.
And my father would lash some hot dogs and hamburgers together, and we'd hoist them up above the grill. And as the New Year came, the flames would start lapping higher and higher, and then finally at midnight, we'd drop the hot dogs and hamburgers down on the grill. It was a beautiful sight there, Guy.
I bet it was, Guy.
Every New Year, my father would say to me, we got hot dogs and hamburgers there, Guy. You want a hot dog or a hamburger? And I'd always say, Dad, I'd like a hamburger there, Dad. And he'd say, we got lots of hot dogs there.
You know, everybody picks the hamburger. Everybody always picks the hamburger. I don't know why. The hot dogs always sit there till the end until, you know, the hungry fat kid always winds up eating the hot dogs. But everyone takes a hamburger first, and I don't know why, but...
Well, now that it's my tradition, I get the hamburgers, I'll tell you that.
And when you're done with your hamburgers and your hot dogs, you play a little jarts out in the yard?
We do a little jarts.
You know, that's illegal now, don't you? Jarts is illegal.
Hey, get off the grill! Hey, get off the grill! Yeah, we do a little jarts out back.
Okay. Well, that's great to know.
Well, I got to get back to the grill there, Guy, but all it was right. Good talking to you.
Yeah, you got some potato salad on the side?
We got the potato salad. I hope that fish thing is really great.
All right. That fish thing is
great. You got
fish on the grill is the way to go. If you're going to eat a piece of fish, I say put it on the grill.
Yeah, I might
flip it over
that.
A couple times. Maybe douse it with a little bit of wine.
Yeah, I think we'll do that. I've already been doused with a little bit of wine, if you know what I'm saying.
I can tell there, Jim Jartman.
Well, I got to get back to my grill, but it's been good talking to you, Chuck and Rob.
All right, get back to your grill there, Jim. All right, Happy New Year to you, 749-7000, 1-800-THE-BIG-ONE. We have a surprise guest online, too. I don't like surprises. What's up? Hello?
This is Mrs. of Norwood, just wishing Chris and Rob a happy and prosperous New Year.
Well, a Happy New Year to you. Who would this be?
Don, this is a surprise.
This is a surprise. It's my grandma.
Could you tell?
I know your voice, Grandma. Okay. Been hearing it since I was a baby.
Yeah, I was just, when you were calling and telling about how you and Rob knew and met each other, and I thought, well, you should tell them all about your grandma.
Well, I'll tell you, Grandma, you've been one of the highlights of my life and an inspiration for years, and I'll tell you, you're not a bad landlord either.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you make some mean fried chicken.
Yeah. And when you try to get a good recipe from the chili from the chef down there.
If you want me to bring home a chili recipe for you, you got it.
A good one.
Okay.
Okay, hon.
Happy New Year to you, Grandma.
All righty, sweetie.
See you, bye. That was nice.
That was sweet.
That was nice. It's a Chris and Rob show. You got some Turfway results coming up. Do we know who's racing? Well, we'll find out. This is Chris and Rob on the big one, 700 WLW.
Reds Fest.
Going back, McRae. Still going back. Gone, a home run.
Become a part of the game. Reds Fest, January 4th at the...
700 WLW.
You know, it may be New Year's Eve, but that doesn't stop the horses from running. Live at Turfway, here's Michael TNT Pataglia.
This is Mike Pataglia with the complete Turfway Park race results. In the first race, the 10, Eccentric Sister, with Julie Cagno, paid $29.60. Finishing second, the 3, Spiked Glove.
Bullet and let the mountain come to you. Coors Light, tap the Rockies.
Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
It's the big ones, on-air auditions.
I just want to be a big shot, and I just want to be on the big one.
Call 421-0943.
I just love to get paid big money for doing a little bit of nothing.
And you could be the next voice heard on 700 WLW.
Happy New Year. You're hearing the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on the Big One, 700 WLW.
In living color. It's in color if it's available in your area. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. It's been a big New Year's Eve show. Up in Port Clinton, are going to drop the fish. And what is that, 13 minutes?
Uh-huh.
12 minutes. In New York City, they'll drop the ball. But in Port Clinton, they'll drop the enormous 17-foot-long paper mache fish.
If you've been tuned in all night tonight, you know that we got a couple or three live, real-life comedians out there hitting the New Year's Eve party trail looking for Cincinnati's wildest party. We're going to check in with Mark and Bob and Kelly from Carnivores in Action and see if they found Cincinnati's wildest party.
Yeah, give me some talk.
Hey, you there?
Yeah, we're here, man.
Where are you at?
We're at Subway downtown.
Subway?
Yeah, the Subway. It's a Subway Lounge. It's down right across from the Aronoff Center.
Oh, not one of them sandwich places.
No, it's kind of a sandwich place, but in a whole different fashion. We've got Peaches Laverne here who can kind of tell you all about herself.
Okay, Peaches Laverne on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Okay, and then I'm going to give it to Peaches right now. Here you go, Peaches.
All right.
You and my talking to Chris.
This is Chris.
Hi, Peaches.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Peaches.
Yes.
Who's
well, I'm the cocktail hostess here. I've been here for 8 years. We have shows Friday and Saturday night.
What kind of shows?
Well, a female impersonation.
Really?
Yeah, and we have some good-looking women.
Are you a female impersonator yourself, Peaches?
I certainly am, honey.
Who do you impersonate?
I'm telling my age this coming Saturday night for my birthday party, I'm going to hit 72.
No.
72, honey.
72 years young.
Well.
Yes. Are you?
I'm holding up well.
How's your bustier?
As I've always said, as long as they make Max Factor, I'm all right. If they ever go out of business, hang it up. And I think I'm the only bitch playing English. Can I say that on the air?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think I'm the only bitch in Cincinnati that has to have their mirror changed constantly because I go in and start making up and I say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of us all? And the damn thing cracks every time.
I bet you're just beautiful, Peaches.
Huh?
I said I bet you're just beautiful. I have to come down here and catch a show sometime.
Oh, come down and catch our show, yes.
Yeah.
So is it a wild New Year's Eve party?
And when they were in office here in Washington and in our gay community here in Cincinnati, I gained the title of her. And we've had people from Washington come in, the former First Lady. I gained the title of the Barbara Bush lookalike of Cincinnati, only younger.
Really? Well, who's the Nancy
Reagan
lookalike?
Only younger. I loved her. She was beautiful.
Is there a Nancy Reagan lookalike around here?
Please?
Nancy Reagan. What about her?
Nancy?
What about Betty Ford?
No, honey. I'm sorry.
You don't do Betty Ford?
They were all right, first ladies, but they can't come up to me and George.
Do you drink like Betty Ford?
I left George at home tonight, honey.
Did you, honey?
Yeah, because you know what can't get up, can't get out, and that's the trouble.
So what's in the show tonight? What's in store if you're down there catching on the New Year's Eve show down there at the Subway?
What'd you say?
I said, have a Happy New Year.
Well, you have a Happy New Year's, too, and do come down and see us sometime and come up and introduce yourself.
I sure will.
You hear?
I might even be wearing a pair of pumps.
All right, fine, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
So thanks a lot, Peaches. So, Chris?
Yes?
I guess that about wraps it up for us here.
I guess it does. I think you found Cincinnati's wildest party.
I think we found the wildest party in Cincinnati.
You're going to be there till dawn, aren't you?
We're going to what?
You're going to be there till dawn, aren't you?
Yeah, I think, they've got a place for us to sleep in the back, and we're going to have a good time tonight.
All right. Well, send my love to the rest of the Carnivores in Action, and if you want to see the Carnivores in Action, they'll be at Carol's Corner Cafe on January 25th. Mark your calendars.
That's right, 8:30 and 10:30.
Is Peaches going to be at the show?
Mark? Okay, Chris, well, you're going to kind of lose you. It's so loud here, I can barely hear you.
All right.
Have a Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy Merry New Year to you, too.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, man, it's been another wacky and wild Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on the Big One. I can't wait till we do it again. We're going to take this short break, and then we'll be back with tonight's countdown.
What's it like to have your own show on the Big One? Well.
Licensed to broadcast.
Weekdays 10 to 2 on 700 WLW.
Happy New Year. You're hearing the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on the Big One, 700 WLW.
It's 11:56 and 21 seconds and counting to the new year. That's what, about 3.5 more minutes?
Something like that. Just about. It's 1997.
You know, in Thailand, which is over there in Asia,
yes.
New Year's Eve is celebrating by splashing each other with water until everyone is doused. So here, Rob, drink this.
Wow, it's just like a bird bath, just like in Thailand. We are so multicultural here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. What do you do for New Year's? We've been grilling people all the time.
You know, people in America, they just drink on New Year's, and I think that comes from a tradition where, in the old days, you didn't do something on New Year's Day because that would supposedly set the tone for the rest of the year.
No, I think you're lying.
You didn't do bad things on New Year's Eve.
I think the deal is we know that there's absolutely no reason to have a holiday on New Year's Day, so there are no traditions that go along with it. So the only thing that we could come up with in our unoriginal, uninventive minds is to drink a lot and to watch a ball drop or a fish or a peach or
something stupid
or something raised like they do in Cleveland.
No, I think it came from people used to drink until midnight and then stop because you couldn't drink on New Year's Day. Like it was the Sabbath of the year or something like that. So people would get just loaded on New Year's Eve and stop at midnight. But nowadays, we just keep drinking until dawn.
I still want to make every first of every month a holiday. January 1st, fine. It's a holiday. Everybody gets off.
February 1st, why not?
Let's take February 1st off. Let's take March 1st off.
How about April 1st? April 1st is already a holiday,
though. It's April Fool's Day. Let's take it off.
What about May 1st? That's a holiday, too.
It's May Day. Let's take it off.
How about June 1st?
Let's take it off.
July 1st?
Let's take it off.
August 1st?
Let's take it off.
September 1st?
We shouldn't be working on September 1st.
Why not?
If we're not going to work, January 1st. And America has criminally few holidays anyway compared to some of the other countries.
I believe that Charles Van Zandt has entered the forum, and I believe we have just a few seconds till Dick Clark or a reasonable facsimile joins us.
I'll tell you what, Dick Clark is on right now.
Is Dick Clark really alive?
We've got some noise right now.
He's
from
not
Times
really
Square.
Alive.
There he is.
140 strobe lights have been installed.
He recorded that in 1958, Charles.
No, he's the same one every year.
He weighs about 500 pounds at 6 feet.
He still sounds good, too.
It stands atop the 77-foot flagpole.
See, it was a 77-foot flagpole 2 decades ago. It's the same copy.
Well, he likes to be prepared, so they don't change it from year to year.
It's all controlled by a computer. And we'll see.
Yeah, last year the computer jammed. Did you know that?
No, really?
Yeah, it fell 3 seconds late.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so there you go there, Dick Clark.
Oh, the button's been pushed.
We got 1 minute.
We're less than a minute away.
Oh, boy. I'm on the edge of my seat. How about you?
This is drama at its peak.
Hey, Carrie, you got some wacky sound effect ready for midnight? I don't care what it is, anything. This is the big one. We can do what we want.
That's right.
J-Core owns it.
When you've got a transmitter this big,
it's going to be a J-Core New Year. All right, 30 seconds to go, brothers and sisters.
They're watching. They're ready. They've got their cameras.
They're on the edges of their seats.
We got their voices ready.
Let's play the pyramid.
The ball is descending.
But coming up on 15 seconds to midnight.
What, are we just going to count? This is a scintillating record. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10,
9, 8, 7, 6, 5,
4, 3, 2,
1, happy 1997. See, that wasn't really him. That wasn't really Dick Clark. Well, happy New Year to you, Charles Van Zandt.
Happy New Year, Chris Comer.
Happy New Year, Rob Irvin.
Happy New Year, Chris and Charles.
Happy New Year, Carrie White. Happy New Year.
We got 1996, the year in trucking, coming up.
Stay tuned for that. The Truckin' Bozo and Little Bodo, Steve Summers, coming right up. This is the home of 1997, 700 WLW, Cincinnati.